Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Destiny Fitness, It Nicks, Leonardsville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Store, Crunch Fitness, and Anytime Fitness Tipton Douglas. Now, here's Maria and Jim on Newstalk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And it's a little chilly today, Jim.
Feels good.
Feels good to you.
That's right.
You come from that cold country up there, that C-O-L-D country and the C-O-A-L country, Ohio, so you're used to this cold weather. But I'm a South Georgia girl, born and bred.
Yeah, when it gets this warm, we break out the bathing trunks.
Yeah, they do, for real. yeah, this is cold for me, and I don't really like cold weather.
You know, actually, I honestly did see a swim team practicing yesterday. You know, it was a little bit cooler yesterday.
I
saw a swim team practicing at the public pool there in Tifton, Georgia. And I don't know. I don't know if they were liking that practice or not.
I don't know if they were out there.
They were doing what they had to do to get better.
Oh, my goodness. Well, today, Ron Heath, thanks for joining us today. Ron Heath, I'm going to give you this phone number, 241-1059. After our guests call in, if you want to call in to the radio and weigh in on this subject, because you really weighed in on it last week. But, you know, last week we talked about depression, and we had, you know, a clinical psychiatric nurse practitioner here, Doran, and she told us about the clinical part of depression. But as we were studying and reading, and people were sending me notes all week, it came up, you know, that the impact of gratitude on mental health. And I told Jim, let's just keep carrying this subject matter over this time on Fit Talk. And Amy Sutter is going to be calling in. We call her Miss Mojo Devation. And she's one of the most positive people we know, right, Jim?
Every time you see her, she's always in a good mood, always high energy.
Always high energy. And she's been posting a lot of things about gratitude. Now, this is November, the month of November. This is Thanksgiving. And this is a month where a lot of people put that positive spin on being thankful. But, you know, the reality is that we should all be walk around with an attitude of gratitude and be thankful every day of our lives. But, Jim, having an attitude of gratitude has an effect on us physically, mentally, and emotionally, and it can help us with depression.
Right. It's a good way to avoid depression. It's a good way to prevent depression. Now, you know, if someone is actually clinically depressed, you know, it's going to take more than just saying to them, well, you know, just be thankful or be grateful for what you got or snap out of it. You know, it's a little more complicated than that. But, you know, the things that we're talking about today are more about prevention than cure.
Right. And, you know, this is the holiday season. This is the season as we get into it where a lot of suicides. We did a show on that one time.
Around the holidays.
Around the holidays. Yeah. You had the most suicides. And so, you know, this just touched my heart last week. And, you know, there are people in our family that suffer from serious depression, and that have had addictions and, you know, but I just, my heart got heavy on this subject last week and it's just continued to be a little bit heavier. But, you know, I know that I feel better when I have an attitude of gratitude and counting my blessings. It's just something, I don't know why. And, you know, I want to thank our pastor, Clark Hardin, because he stands up in the pulpit every Sunday morning and he says, what, you know, raise your hand if you want to thank God for something that you're grateful for this week that he helped you with or that he did for you this week.
Right. And we do that right before we go to the prayer list. Because, you know, the prayer list, you know, a lot of times, well, you know, this person's sick and that person's sick and, you know, this person lost someone. But, you know, before we get to that, is, hey, you know, anyone share what has God done for you this week? What are you thankful for? And, you know, just a lot of praise reports.
Absolutely. I think our caller is on the line.
It's Sutter Girl.
Well,
hello,
hey, Sutter Girl.
Andy
how
Sutter.
Are you?
Oh, you know, crazy as ever.
Well, you know what? You have been posting on this very subject all week. I've noticed it. And I'm sorry I didn't call you earlier.
No problem.
But let me tell you, I mean, you weren't here last week. So, Jim, give her a brief description of what happened last week on the show and why we're following up.
Yeah, let me know. What's up?
Well, we had a very good guest here in the studio, very knowledgeable, and just shared some information, a lot of information about depression.
Mm.
And you know, obviously, you know, a very serious, important topic.
Definitely.
But she knows, she gave us the clinical side. You know, she was a psychiatric nurse practitioner. And that's what she mm-hmm. deals with. But in reading and studying, and we had a lot of interest in that, you know, I begin to read where, you know, an attitude of gratitude can help our mindset mentally. It can help
oh,
us
yeah.
mentally, physically,
oh, yeah.
you know, spiritually, emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reading about that and thinking about that. And then I kept seeing your post. And that's what your subject matter was. You know,
yeah.
on Instagram and Facebook. And so, you know, that's why I called you. Because, you know, and I told Jim, you know, when we were doing the intro a few minutes ago, you are just one of the most positive people we know. And,
well,
I mean, you really are, Amy. And we appreciate you so much. And thank you for calling. But just tell these good folks, you know, what it is that you're grateful for and why it is you're posting all this about attitude of gratitude this week.
Well, I'll tell you, the most recent post was, actually, I was just sharing an update of what I've been trying to do to level up my business motivation, you know, on a professional level, but also a personal level, because that's what I do. And I was just sharing what I've been up to and what I've been working on over the past couple of years. And I really had no expectations other than it was just really a nonchalant, hey, here's what I've been working on kind of thing. And I really didn't expect anything great out of it necessarily. I just wanted to, you know, say, hey, here's what's been going on. And I was overwhelmed and so humbled by the response that I got from that. And all these people just congratulating me, giving me all this positive power. And motivation is all about positive power. But to have it sent right back at me and to know that I have this cheering squad out there who is excited for me was just amazing. So my post was my expression of gratitude for all of those people to take time out of their busy lives to speak some positivity into mine. And these were some people that I've met through the bodybuilding world years ago, but we hadn't crossed paths recently. So it was just an amazing experience that welled me up with gratitude. And we are going right into the season of Thanksgiving now that we've hit November. But I'll say that any time, even if you're the most positive person, obviously we all go through some down times. And I've always read and seen that really just taking a moment, if you are in a time of grief or mourning or just not having the best of days, one of the best things to do is to start thinking about what you are thankful for, your family, your friends, your health, your house, your whatever. It doesn't have to be material things, but just your, you know, all the different gifts that you've been blessed with is a great way to start getting you back on the track of being in a more positive mindset. It doesn't mean you don't feel all the feels and allow yourself to go through a hard time, but you can make that hard time a whole lot less harder if you take a moment to just think about all you've been blessed with. Because I can guarantee you, anytime I've had a bad day, or you might have had a bad day, you're somebody else having a way worse day. And really, when I start to think about that, after I've listed out what I'm thankful for, I start to pray for people who are having a worse day than me. So that's kind of how I take it and how I express gratitude and how gratitude can help me in my personal journey.
Well, you know, it's so funny that Jim actually preached a sermon this past Sunday and at our church, Amy, and it was on contentment. Mm-hmm. And he preached on Paul. And, you know, just elaborate that on for a minute, Jim, because, you know, Paul talks about contentment, you know, and.
Right. And he was in prison writing about it.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. He was writing letters, encouraging and telling other people about how he had found the secret to contentment, writing these letters as he's in prison. Right.
Yeah. And talk about having a bad day. I've never been in prison, but that seems pretty bad.
Yeah, it was.
And, you know, a lot of people are familiar with the verse, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But did you know what that verse is actually in reference to? You know, a lot of athletes like that, you know, they like that verse and they'll use that as part of their prayer or something they'll write on their uniform or, you know, even tattoo on their body, whatever. And nothing wrong with that. And maybe it helps some of them and encourages, inspires them. But I wonder how many people know what that verse is in reference to. If you back up two verses and read 11, 12, and 13, it's in reference to being able to be content in times of plenty and in times of need. Both.
Right.
You know, when things are good and when things are bad,
right,
I can be content. And I can do all this through him who strengthens me.
Right.
Let's say
hello. And that's really when we have to lean on him the most to give us that strength is in a hard time.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, also it's important to know that being content doesn't mean that you have to be, you know, in poverty. It doesn't mean that you're complacent. That's not what it means. For example, you know, there's nothing wrong with having career goals. There's nothing wrong with having financial goals. In fact, that's good things, right? Those are good things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and until you reach those goals, you don't want to be miserable in the meantime.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of like I use the analogy of a young couple. Say a young couple who's just been married a short time and they buy their first house. And they do their homework, they shop around, they get advice from experts, and, you know, they buy the best house they can get for their money, and, and they're happy with that. And it's a cute little house, and it's in a good neighborhood. It's not big, it's not a mansion, but it suits their needs. And they're they're proud of that it's theirs, and they take care of it. And, you know, they realize that maybe 5 years down the road, maybe 10 years down the road, after they've both had promotions at work, they're making more money, maybe they're starting to have kids, they're going to need a bigger house. And maybe they'll be able to afford a nicer house. But in the meantime, they're happy with the house they have, and they're proud of the house they have. Mm-hmm. So you can be content and at the same time still want things and want to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And be grateful for what you do have in that moment.
And that's also true with yourself. You know, we're always, hopefully we're striving to get better. We're striving to get better as Christians or even just as people. But, you know, in the meantime, you know, don't beat yourself up on your weaknesses or your faults, right? Just be glad that you're doing the best you can and that you are trying to get better.
Yeah, show yourself some grace.
I did see a T-shirt that made me laugh. I saw a T-shirt that said, "Am I perfect? No, but am I striving to get better? Still no." And I have to admit that the shirt did make me chuckle. But don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
Right.
Let's strive to get better, Amy.
Well, let's say hey to Laura Lynn Gordon and say hello to Lily Hetto. Thank y'all for joining us. Amy, I think that, you know, in our line of work, you know, we've been in bodybuilding. You're a professional bodybuilder yourself. You're a pro. You know, a lot of those people, a lot of, you know, they're just never satisfied. You know, it's they've got, they want more, you know. And, you know, it, sometimes, of course, there's a lot of people like that. As a bodybuilder, when you start, you know, reaching for the gut, sometimes people become discontent with that. And you train a lot of people. You know, I know you put a positive aspect on this for them, for the people that you train and try to keep them, you know, because I've heard a lot of people that have been bodybuilders and then they can't bodybuild anymore for one reason or another, or they stop, whatever, and then they get very, very depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Or athletes in general. Athletes in general, if they have an injury, you know, and then they can't work out.
Right.
How do you keep your clients on track?
Well, it's a challenge because we live in a world that promotes instant gratification, right? Which is not necessarily contentment.
Right.
And we want it right this second, or want it all right this moment. And there, especially in bodybuilding, it doesn't happen overnight. It is a process that you have to go through and literally grow through as you go through it. And you have to really just be mindful of setting realistic goals. It's really just helping people do just that. Set some realistic goals and then remind them that even small progress is progress, and all that small progress together is what will lead up to that big progress, that big goal finally being accomplished. But you just have to kind of break it off into little pieces and work towards that bigger goal. And again, show yourself some grace along the way. If some roadblock comes your way, don't let it derail you. Just figure out how to keep on track, but have to navigate around it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I read where, you know, expressing gratitude can improve our sleep, Amy. It can improve our mood, and it even improve our immunity system. Now, I mean, if just having an attitude of gratitude can improve all that, that take away a sleeping pill, take away an antidepressant, the mood pill, then you take away not being sick where you're immune. I mean, everybody should stand in the mirror every morning and speak on gratification.
Right.
And speak positive things to their self and to others, not just to ourselves, but to others.
Right. Because I think, again, an attitude of gratitude means you take the attention off your immediate self. I mean, you can be thankful for the things you have, but you start being thankful for your family, your friends, and you don't get so hyper self-focused. That is going to alleviate yourself. It's going to start not being so focused on yourself, just going to be that outward energy, and where you start thinking of other people and how they've impacted you and how you've positively impacted them. And all that is going to lead to all those things you just said that are so positive, because you're not going to be so stressed over whatever it was that was bringing you down.
Well, it says, how does a focus on gratitude impact mental health? Research, now this is research, real research, shows that it can reduce stress and improve physical and mental health just by being grateful and counting your blessings. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty bold there, and research has proven that, Jim.
I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah, I would think it brings your cortisol levels down, which is the, you know, major stress hormone. It's going to impact your whole biochemistry if you get your mind tracking to give those positive signals to the body. Makes total sense.
Is gratitude good for health? Yes, it is.
Most definitely.
Another source said that it can lessen your aches and pains, lessen your doctor visits, and give you an overall sense of well-being. And, yeah, that seems so simple to me, Amy, that just by being grateful and counting your blessings can do, I mean, that almost sounds too simple, doesn't it, Jim?
Well, sometimes simple is not easy. So, you know,
true.
You know, it's a simple idea. But when things are going bad, and, you know, and this breaks down and that breaks down, your car breaks down, or you had a bad day at work, or, you know, somebody said something mean to you, whatever, you know, that's when you got to remind yourself, you know, okay, you know, I'm going to put this in perspective, right? Right. And my blessings greatly outweigh all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a firm believer of shared strength. And you might have a day where you're forgetting that, but it's great to have a trusted source of shared strength that you can reach out to, who can remind you. If you're having a hard time finding the things to be grateful for, and you're in that kind of rut, you know, reaching out, not being afraid to reach out to somebody to ask for some help.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. You need that support system around you, mm-hmm. and you know, sometimes I have felt myself getting on a pity party. That's what I call it, you know, and then I have to talk myself out of it sometimes,
or
Jim talks me out of it by saying, "Put on your big girl panties, Maria, and
suck it up, toots."
That's his way of helping me. Yeah, but you know, I need somebody like that sometimes.
Right
now, you know, sometimes we need a hug. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. we need. And two, I was reading about this, and as it relates to depression and all, you know, we can. Just by focusing on somebody, taking the focus off ourselves and focusing on somebody else can
yep.
help us tremendously. And, you know, when I get on that pity party, then, you know, I need to get out. Then I start trying to focus, do something for somebody else, lift somebody mm-hmm. else up, call somebody else, take them a meal, take them, you know, do something for them so that focus is off yourself and on someone else. And that helps raise those serotonin
levels.
Yeah,
and the blessing comes back twofold or more, right? Maybe
absolutely.
Tenfold.
Absolutely, it does.
So, mm-hmm.
They said gratitude helps to raise the serotonin levels.
There you go.
And oxytocin, Amy, and
yeah.
dopamine. So just by being grateful, counting your blessings, having an attitude of gratitude, that's going to raise. And those are the three main things that make us feel good and give us a sense
yeah.
of well-being. Serotonin.
The happy hormones, yeah.
That's right. Oxytocin and dopamine.
Mm-hmm.
People could get off antidepressants if, you know, I guess
they
just
have
an attitude
of
gratitude.
Oh, yeah, mind over matter? Yeah.
Well, I mean, some people, if you're clinically depressed, they can't, but... You know, this is just a carryover from last week's show. You know, we focused on the medical part and all that last week, but just reading about how much gratitude can, and you're right, this is November, you know, this is Thanksgiving month, we're coming up on the holiday seasons, and I know I made a post, and I didn't realize at that time we were going to do this show, but after Jim preached last Sunday, I thought, you know, I'm just so thankful, you know, for everything in my life. And my heart just felt very full after that. And,
yeah.
And a real quick hello to Beverly Smith. She's listening in Cambridge, Ohio.
And that is our family.
Aunt Bev.
Aunt Bev. We love Aunt Bev. Aunt Bev, I got to tell you something. There was a lady on Deal or No Deal today. This is true. I just watched it, and she reminded me of you, Aunt Bev. I thought I actually had to look twice to make sure it wasn't you, but she had my aunt. This Aunt Bev is a sweetheart, and she's fun, and she's energetic, and I just love her to pieces. But yeah, there was a lady on Deal or No Deal today. Reminded me of Aunt Bev.
Oh, I hate that I missed that.
Yeah, we got because she did. So, but anyway, well, any final words that you'd like to say, Amy?
Again, just reiterating that if you're having a moment that's not in the most positive spirit, get that attitude of gratitude because it's going to turn it around. And like you were saying, if you're having a hard time doing that, go and find somebody that you can help out that's going to take your focus off yourself. And by sharing your strength with someone else in a roundabout way, bring it back to yourself. But or just pray, you know. We don't always have somebody we can reach out to right immediately, but again, just taking a moment to pray to the good Lord and thanking Him for all that He's done for you will bring you out of that rut most times. So, and then asking him for the strength, you know, to get you through whatever it is you're going through. But gratitude is definitely a great way to get that positive mental response as well as that physical biochemistry response that you were talking about. So I'm thankful for y'all. And thank you for having me, as always.
Well, listen, thank you for calling in.
Yes, and you're so right, Amy, about everything you said. And, you know, you mentioned Paul earlier, and Paul said, I found the secret to contentment. And the secret is having a strong relationship with God. You know, because we can always talk to him, right? We can always lean on him.
That's right.
If we feel like our troubles are too much, turn it over to him, because there's things that I can't fix, and there's people that I can't fix. But, you know, I know who can fix them. He can.
That's right.
Well, Amy, thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk. And we hope you have a blessed and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Y'all too.
Bye, Amy.
Right, bye-bye, Amy.
Bye-bye, y'all.
We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to be right back right here on 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Stay with us now.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
You know, last week we were talking about depression, Jim, and we had a, you know, a psychiatric nurse practitioner, and she deals with depression. That's her specialty, and in particular, addicts. And and she gave us all kinds of great information. But, you know, if you're feeling a little blue or you're feeling down, you know, I started reading, and we had so many comments from last week's show. You know, people were being positive about it. But, you know, I found out, you know, just by being grateful and having an attitude of gratitude, that can reduce and relieve some symptoms of depression. And the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, out of California, focuses a lot on that. And five benefits of being grateful. Number one, it reduces depression, causes less anxiety. It can support heart health, of course, relieve stress and improve sleep. That, to me, that's just incredible that just by changing one habit,
you get all those benefits.
You get all those great benefits. And that is something that we can do ourselves. Anybody within the sound of my voice, or anybody with two legs, standing with a mind and a heart and walking around, can be grateful, Jim.
There's a lot of things outside our control, but we can control that.
That's right. We can control that. And I'm going to say hello to Shirley Krause. So good to see you, Miss Shirley. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Miss Ann. And, you know, Maria, that attitude of gratitude, as you describe it, you know, one simple thing, and how many benefits have you listed, you know, other than those four or five? I know you've touched on more than that tonight. Amy touched on some benefits, you know, so I don't know why anyone would not want to at least make an honest effort to have that attitude every day.
Ron, he says anyone can do it. It just takes practice, and you're right.
Yeah, and I mean, some degree of discipline.
Right. You know, the more we think positive and grateful thoughts, the healthier and happier we feel. I mean, just to have that sense of well-being and positivity, I mean, you know, it just makes me want to just be grateful, help somebody. I mean, because I get in a funk sometimes, Jim, you know it, you know, you've gotten in funks, you know, we've all had gotten ourselves in some kind of funk one time or another. And to think that if all I had to do at that time was just be grateful and thankful, I would have got out of it. It would have saved me a lot of grief. And a lot of doctor bills and medication. And you a lot of money, yeah, probably.
Once you get into it and it's real and it you get so deep, it can be difficult. It can be a little bit more complicated.
Well, of course.
Again, you know, when we talk about just being grateful, count your blessings, things like that. I mean, I do believe in that. But again, I think that's more about avoiding depression than curing depression. So if you're in deep, and, you know, and you've already, you say, well, I've already tried, you know, just being grateful, but, you know, I'm still depressed. And, you know, maybe you even have thoughts of suicide, you know, if it's extreme enough, you know, see a professional, you know, see a therapist.
Every county has a mental health division, as Ms. Doreen told us, you know, go visit them if you need help.
Right, right.
You know, this article, and it's from a family medicine practice, Amanda Logan, CNP. You know, if a pill could do this, everyone would be taking it.
And Pfizer or whoever was selling that pill would make a lot of money.
They would make a lot of money. Your brain is designed to problem solve rather than appreciate. Wow, I never heard that before. Yeah. Your brain is designed to problem solve rather than appreciate. You often must override this design to reap the benefits of gratitude. That's very profound, Jim.
And you know, our society in general doesn't always promote contentment. And gratitude, you know, think about advertising, for example. Advertisers try to convince you that
no, you're not content. You're not content with that iPhone 11. You need an iPhone 12. That's the only way you're going to be happy. You know, political parties. Think about political parties. Political parties, politicians in general, a lot of times they try to convince you just how bad things are out there. And now, granted, you know, we do have some issues, but they sometimes they try to really play it up how bad it is, because then once they convince you of how bad things are, then the next step is to, of course, blame it on the other party. So that's, you know, that's how they want to stay in power themselves or get elected themselves. Right. Blame it on the other guy. Blame it on the other party. So if they can convince you of that, you know, then mission accomplished for them.
Well, simply stated, gratitude should be practiced daily. Okay. Just as you take that magic pill if it existed. Now, I get up every morning, and the first thing I do with my eyes open, if it's after 5 a.m., I will, or if it's, you know, anything after 5 a.m., I take that thyroid pill, Jim. I take it like clockwork. So, you know, maybe I should, after I take that thyroid pill, I should get up and go have my devotion right then and be thankful and have and practice my gratitude at that moment. Because that's something that I do every morning, the second I open my eyes. Try starting your day by thinking of someone you're grateful for as soon as you wake up. Mm-hmm. It could be appreciating a friend who sends you a funny text, a teacher who recognizes your child's gifts, or the barista who hands you your coffee and shares a friendly conversation. Later, thank that person with a text, a note, a kind word when you see the person.
That's right, because you want to spread the positive attitude, right?
Spread the positive attitude. behavior changes biology. That's, you know, I think in today's side, we think that a pill will change our brain, will make our pains go away, our hurts go away. You know, everything, you know, take a pill, you know, but having positive energy and an attitude of gratitude releases the oxytocin, a hormone that helps connect people. And some people call it the love hormone, and it releases that serotonin. And now you can get pills to help with that. But just by having an attitude of gratitude and by focusing on others, you know, you can find yourself healthier and happier.
Yeah, I think for most people, it's very satisfying to do something good for someone else. You know, that makes most people feel better. So
I like that.
It's you're getting a double dose. You know, you're helping someone else, but when you help someone else, really you're helping yourself too, because you make yourself feel better.
Practice the art of kindness towards someone. You can recharge with a planned mental health day. Plan to be grateful. Plan to surprise someone or do something kind for someone. Kindness brings healthy rewards. I really like this, Jim. I like this subject. I like that just by the simple act of being grateful, I can improve mentally, physically, emotionally, and mentally.
I read this literally years ago, but it stuck with me. Someone said that, you know, when I start feeling down, and if I even think I'm starting to get a little bit depressed, he said, I go into a part of town where I know there's a lot of people who are worse off than me, people who are struggling, you know, maybe it's homeless, whatever. He said, but I'm going to go in. Not only do I see people mm-hmm. who are less fortunate than me, he said, but I'm going to do some act of kindness for someone while I'm there.
Very good.
And he said, you know, if I have to do that 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row, or however many days in a row, he said, that's something that helps me keep from getting depressed.
Well, you know, this is the month of Thanksgiving. And I know friends and people that they don't have their own Thanksgiving dinner until they go feed the homeless Thanksgiving that day. They go and serve the homeless people Thanksgiving dinner. They don't even have their own Thanksgiving dinner until after they've raised their children to do that. And they took their children. Now their children are taking their children to feed the homeless. So, you know, as we enter into this season, you know, I hope that y'all, each person, no matter what you're going through in your life, that you will find it in your heart to do something like this. This study from the National Alliance of Mental Health says many studies over the past decade have found that people who consciously count their blessings tend to be happier and less depressed. Gratitude changes you and your brain. You know, I mean, again, your brain can change if you raise those serotonin levels, raise those dopamine levels, and raise those oxytocin. Now, I love that oxytocin. And, you know, I love dopamine. I mean, I feel good. Those make me feel good, give me energy. So, you know, that's what we should focus on, to try to make ourselves feel good. Do things for other people. Be grateful. Look in the mirror every morning and be thankful for what you have.
Sometimes all it takes is a kind word.
Right.
You know, a kind word, a sincere compliment, you know, that can make somebody's day.
There's a growing body of research that says that the benefits of gratitude, and they found out that counting your blessings, you know, and if you write it down, if you feel thankful, write it down. It's good for your health.
And Sean Eikenberry, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for joining us, Sean Eikenberry, Valdosta Bike Center, FitMix, and Wintersville Fitness. We love y'all. Love you guys, you and Melissa, and your family. What else you got over there, Jim?
Well, you know, one of the things you have to be careful with is other people who do the opposite of what we've been talking about, people who make you feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now sometimes you can't help it, because sometimes it might be your boss, might be your coworker, whoever,
might be your spouse.
Sorry for those people. You know, but you know, I'm fortunate; I don't have those problems. But you know, but hey, you know, you mentioned spouse. You know, think about this: you might, you know, there might be someone out there who's in a situation where, you know, your spouse has some serious issues, maybe addiction problems, and you don't know what kind of mood they're going to be in. And so maybe first thing in the morning, you really don't know how you're going to feel. You haven't decided how you're going to feel until you interact with your spouse. And then it's like, oh, you know, well, if he's, you know, if he's all grumpy and mean and not doing well, then I'm not going to have a bad day. Well, that's codependency. Don't let your mood depend on that person's mood. That, you know, that's codependency. You're depending on him or that person. So really, it should be the opposite. Do everything you can to be the opposite. Let your light be stronger than their darkness.
Right, right. Absolutely.
Let them take their cues off of you.
Well, now, if you're exercising, we know that can help with depression. Then you have an attitude of gratitude. I mean, those two things can change your life, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. They did some blind studies, and they had three different groups. You know, one group just exercised, one group exercised and practiced an attitude of gratitude, and the other group did nothing. They didn't actually, you know, and of course the people that were exercising and had an attitude of gratitude and practiced daily gratitude all were better, lowered their blood pressure, lowered their I was about to say cholesterol, but that's not right. Anyway, they had significant physical changes in their body that they were able to track.
Well, obviously, you know, the exercise, the physical exercise, you're going to get some physical reactions, but also you have just that satisfaction, that knowing that you did something good, knowing that you did something to make yourself healthier.
Right.
Maybe it's going to make you live longer and also better the quality of life. But, you know, exercising will calm the central nervous system, release chemicals, like you mentioned earlier, you know, endorphins, which can improve your mood.
Right.
Lowers immune system chemicals that can worsen depression. All forms of exercise can help treat depression. But it's best to exercise regularly. So to get more exercise, you could, you know, join some kind of a sports team or a group, a yoga class at the gym, or, you know, group fitness, where you will be a part of a community. In addition to being active, you're part of a community, which is also something right. that's probably good for your mental health. But little things, too. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. You know, make that a habit. Find healthy habits. The best way to maintain fitness levels that are most effective is in preventing depression.
Let's say hey to our family, Mandy Roberts. Anderson, thank you for joining us. She says, please pray for a friend of the family who has just taken his own life due to depression just a few hours ago.
Oh, my.
So let's be, God knows the need and the person, so we will certainly be lifting that person up now. Well, you know, it's, if just having that attitude of gratitude and being grateful and thankful and counting our blessings, if it can do all those things for a person, you know, it makes you wonder, why don't we do that more often, Jim? I'm talking about myself included. Mm-hmm. You know, what is it about us humans that don't make us grateful or count our blessings?
What do you think the answer to that question is?
I'm asking you. Because we're human. That's why. And because, you know, our society says that we need more and want more, and that wants us to be dissatisfied with ourselves. We're not small enough. We're not, my waist isn't small enough. My hair's not long enough. My, you know, your fingernails aren't long enough. You know, whatever it is, you know, your muscles aren't big enough. You know, it makes us.
Yeah, even
it makes
the,
us discontent.
Even the evening news, you know, count, next time you watch the evening news, count the number of negative stories versus the number of positive ones.
Well, I mean, I've told you this before. I sometimes just can't even watch the news. You'll have it on, and it's so negative, it just gets in my spirit and makes me feel bad. I just have to go away and not listen to it or turn on my phone because I just can't hardly take it sometimes.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, and when you said that, it just reminded me.
Ron, he said exactly.
Yeah.
We'll say hey to Patricia. Thank you for joining us, Patricia. You know, we're on this subject of, we were last week on depression and, you know, now attitude and gratitude and always getting out something, looking at something. You know, if you're just now joining us, we're still on this subject. And, of course, November being the month of Thanksgiving. I mean, it's the whole month of Thanksgiving. And, you know, then after Thanksgiving is Christmas and but these are the 2 months where the most suicides occur, Jim. The most suicides in November and December. And it just so happened that we had this subject matter come up, and that's why we're talking about this the last week and this week.
Yeah, and you were talking about, you know, how sometimes it's hard to watch the news, you know, all the bad events and sad events and so on. And it reminded me of just a tragic story that happened right here in Valdosta, Georgia. And unfortunately, 21-year-old Brianna Long lost her life. And she was working. She was working at a club, a bar and grill here in Valdosta, here in Lowndes County. She was working, you know, doing what she was supposed to do, earning an honest living, working for a paycheck as a bartender, and just 21 years old. And unfortunately, there was some kind of scuffle or something out in the parking lot. Anyway, shots rang out. One of the stray bullets went into the building where she was, struck her in the head and killed her at 21 years old. She was not part of that argument, not part of that beef, just minding her own business, doing what she was supposed to do. And that, you know, obviously, you know, things like that, you know, just weigh heavy on your heart. And then, you know, today, and I won't call names, but I saw the televised news was interviewing a, let's just say, a public servant, okay, a public official about this. And I don't think he meant for it to come out this way, but, you know, sometimes you're asked a question by the press and you don't have a lot of time to think about it. But I was really disappointed in the way his answer came out when he said, well, you know, the solution to that is, you know, if you think a place is dangerous, don't go in there. Stay away from those places. Well, this young lady worked there. You know, she didn't go in there looking for trouble. She worked there. But, you know, at the same time, I don't think that's the ultimate solution. You know, how about if, you know, if there's a string of bars, you know, 5 or 6 bars within 100 yards, all on the same street lined up, that might be a real good place to regularly patrol, you know, at night or at closing time, you know, just have a police presence out there. You know, anyway, yeah, you know,
condolences to that family for sure.
Absolutely. And again, I don't think that person, you know, meant for it to come out that way, but I heard some people say, wow, it sounds like he's victim blaming. I don't think he was doing that, but it's just, he might want to clarify his statements, a couple of things that he said. But anyway, yeah, you watch the news, whether it's local, national, international, all the things going on. I mean, think about what's going on in the Middle East, Ukraine, et cetera. It's easy for us to get down, but again, you know, sometimes you just have to use discipline. I mean, we have to make ourselves think about all the positive, all the good things that are going on as well.
Well, if they can do all these things for us, we certainly should be giving thanks. And I mean, there is a chemical reaction. There is a chemical, a physiological, biological reason that happens in your body when you speak gratitude. Mm-hmm. When you speak it, when you write it down, that's just amazing to me. Now, I know exercise helps us. I mean, I know because, you know, I'm definitely a positive person about exercising, as y'all well know, 45 years plus I've been doing this. But, you know, to me, it's just amazing that just by saying a few words, by changing my attitude, that I can actually change me physically and biologically, that how many good things that can happen by just being grateful and thankful and counting my blessings.
Absolutely. I agree with that. One other thing that some advise to help avoid stress is to minimize your everyday choices. And for example, let's say you're a young person, you walk into an amusement park and you're just overwhelmed with all your choices. What do you do first? Sometimes having too many choices can actually cause significant stress and lead to depression, because we always want to do the right thing, the best thing. But when you're faced with too many options and you're wanting to make the best possible choice, you know, that puts a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah.
And so for most of us, our lives are filled with choices. You know, what are we going to wear today? You know, what if you exercise, you know, what kind of exercise am I going to do? If I go to the gym, what body parts am I going to work out today? You know, all kind of choices. So what do you do about that? There are some things that you could develop a routine for. Right. So, for example, well, let's go back to exercising in the gym. You know, make a plan and say, okay, on Monday, I'm going to work shoulders, you know, and then on Tuesday, I'm going to work back and bicep, and on Wednesday, I'm going to work legs and so on. And, you know, do that for a while. Or sit down and maybe plan your meals for 2 weeks in advance, something like that. Just a routine.
Well, just like I said, you know, I take that medicine every morning, that Armour thyroid pill. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start my attitude of gratitude when I take that pill every morning, Jim. I think that's going to be a new routine for me. And thank Gary Dean for watching. Mr. Braxton, thank you for watching us. Gail Blaylock, thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk. We've had two shows on, you know, it's not a real popular thing to talk about depression, but this is the time of year where so many people face this because they don't have family or friends they feel like they can go to. Maybe they've lost a loved one. If you have a friend in your life that you know is by themselves or doesn't have anybody or has recently lost a loved one, reach out to those people this holiday season. Invite them to your house to come for Thanksgiving. Maybe just invite them out for a meal or for lunch one day. Do something for somebody this month, as this is the Thanksgiving month that we are to be thankful and grateful, and do something for someone else who may not have as many things or have as many people to talk to or visit as you do. You know, that's a very easy thing you can do. Very easy. And, you know, sometimes I don't think about that, Jim. I don't think about, you know, because our family is so huge. And we know how many hundreds of people we're going to have at Thanksgiving, you know. But what's one more plate for someone to invite them into your home to come to join you or to invite them to church? November the 12th, Brighton Road Baptist Church in Chula or Tifton, Georgia, is having Thanksgiving feast. Come to church at 10 o'clock. Church is over at 11 o'clock, and we're going right into the social hall. I invite y'all to come. We're going to have food, fun, fellowship, and so I invite you to come right now. If anybody, you know, is looking for a church, come to Brighton Road. I just, you know, I guess when I started thinking about this, I got really, really grateful for our little church, Jim, and our pastor, and you as a deacon, and Ronnie Brooks as a deacon, and all those people who attend our church. You know, sometimes I'm not thankful for that. I'm not as thankful as I should be. And, you know, I realized, you know, what a blessing that church is, not just to us, but to other people.
And I would encourage, you know, anyone and everyone, if you're not already a member of a church, you know, seek out and join the right church for
you. Absolutely.
And, you know, Maria mentioned our church in Tifton, but it doesn't matter. If you're in Valdosta, find a church in Valdosta. If you're in North Florida, find a church in North Florida.
Correct.
But that can just help you in so many ways.
So many ways. I'm thankful for Brighton Road Baptist Church, for Dr. Clark Harden, our pastor. Like I said, and so many people there, I just feel very, very blessed. You know, and I want our audience and our listeners, I'm very grateful for y'all. Me and Jim are very grateful that you even listened to us. We're just talking. We're just expressing our opinions. We're just trying to put out good content for y'all and information for y'all. Take what you can. Leave the rest if you don't like it. We don't certainly mean to be offensive to anyone. You know, we appreciate y'all. We are very grateful and thankful for y'all. Ron Heath says, just go to church. Amen. Just go to church somewhere. Find community. Mm-hmm. Find community. Find people like yourselves. Reach out to someone if you need help. If you are fighting depression, reach out to someone. Reach out to behavioral health. Reach out to your doctor. Reach out to your friend. Or just if you feel like, just call out to God. He will listen to us. I mean, God is with us, and He will listen to you. Repeat the time of the November. Tricia, I want you to come to church November the 12th, Brighton Road Baptist Church.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock is our church service, and then we're having lunch right after that. Patricia, you better come. I'm going to call you. I think I got your number. I know how to find you on Facebook. Come November the 12th at 10 o'clock, Brighton Road Baptist Church. And I will look forward to having you there. Jim, this maybe wasn't such a popular subject, you know, last week and this week, but I think we put the information out there and gave everybody something to think about.
Well, you know, last week we had an expert, and, you know, this week you get us with just our experiences and our
right.
2 cents worth, our opinions.
It's just our opinion.
But you know, we can tell you what we've experienced.
Right. That's correct. And but thank y'all for joining us tonight. Oh, we got a caller. See who it is real quick.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello, caller.
Yes, it's a lady with no name.
Good evening. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
I just want to thank you for this evening of what you're going on, telling people. And they love themselves as they love their neighbors. And be grateful of everything that God gives us.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Thank you so much. And we appreciate you and all your...
I appreciate both of you.
Well, thank you so much. We are just trying to put out information and do what God has called us to do and put it out in a positive way.
Yes, because I carry my gift is hope. It's faith, hope, and love. That's what God given me with the three.
Right. That's right.
And that's what I live by.
And the greatest of these is love.
That's right. The greatest of these is love. And we
and
thank,
that's what you were giving out tonight. That's what the two of you did from the beginning to the end.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate that so much.
I appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Ron, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you for being so faithful to us. We appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing your name pop up. I think that's the end.
All right. Well, all good things must come to an end. So, everyone, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
Bye-bye now. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.